want to ask you a very interesting question. What is the most important thing for you today? So I want you to just look at someone. Now, I know it's rude to point fingers, but look at someone next to you and say, the most important thing for you today is. Just go ahead and do it. The most important thing for you today is. Do it one more time. The most important thing for you today is. Well, we've got to figure that out now, don't we? Okay, so what are the possibilities? What are the possibilities of the most important thing for you today? And I would like to give you some things that have been happening. Thursday was 9/11. You know, we have the Iraqi war. Maybe the Iraqi war is the big thing, the most important thing for all of us to think about. We spend, according to The Economist just recently over the news, over $700, $800 billion. Oh, that's a big amount of money. Maybe that's the most important thing. And then there's a thing called Ike. And as I was watching the news and the weather, and I saw the weather coming in, I told Anthony, I said, you know, I think if we leave at 3 o'clock or so, we won't hit Ike. But Ike surprised us. He speeded up. He hit Houston. And when he hit Houston, look at the gas prices. In Houston, they were over $5. In Atlanta, they jumped 50 cents, a dollar overnight. Now that's kind of important, isn't it? But is that the most important thing? I don't think so, but the most important thing for you is, well, let's keep thinking about it. Maybe it was, here's another thing. Scientists this week used the particle accelerator in France. Raise your hand if you saw that news or heard it. Yeah, I don't even know what that means. I don't know what that is, but it's a particle accelerator, Brother Dan. And they used it. It's a 17-mile tunnel underground where they bombard things, Brother Todd. And so they just throw stuff at each other, and they're trying to understand the beginning. They forgot in the beginning God. So they're trying to understand the beginning. And some scientists have speculated we should be very, very careful. They're going to start a black hole. A pinpoint black hole. Well, and so they had an animation on TV. Now, this is scary. So this may be the most important thing for you today. This may be the most important thing for you today. And they, in the animation, oh my, it was scary. You know, they had a picture of the Earth. And they had, you know, the border of France being sucked into a hole. And then France began to be sucked into that black hole that was initiated by the possibility. Oh, they say, it's just a remote possibility. But then Europe goes in the hole, and then the ocean goes in the hole, and the good old US of A goes in the hole, and then the world goes in the hole, and then the galaxy goes in the hole. Yes, Mercury, Mars, we go in the hole, and then it swallows up our... What? This may be an important thing for you today. I don't know. I don't think it's the most important thing. The most important thing is what I suggested out of Psalm 46:10 for you today. I know we have surgery coming up. I know we have, you know, Ike traveling through. We heard the explosion at Brother Dan's church, and the power went off for a while, and it blink, 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 came back on. So we were dealing with that, the winds and the waves. Oh my. Oh, that might be a good illustration. Look back at Peter when he saw the wind and the waves. That's when he started sinking. So that is not the most important thing. The most important thing for you today is to be still and know that God is God. And I was going to use Mark 12:29, which Anthony elaborately went over this morning. It's a quote of that. And in Mark 12:29, Jesus is asked, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus answered them, the first of all the commandments is this, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Ehad. Translate, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one Lord. The Lord is one. Ehad. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord. And of course, we know that comes from Deuteronomy 6:7. And the reason it's important to our young people, Deuteronomy 6:5, you shall impress it. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall impress it on your children when they lie down and rise up, when they're walking along the way and sitting at the table. Wow. That, you know, impress them, NIV says, diligently on your children. And talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk in the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. This is so important, your relationship to the one God, that you must focus on it today. I would suggest to you today, your relationship with the one true God, to monolithio theo, John 17:3, that this is eternal life. That you would know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. Your most important thing today is keep your relationship with your Father steady. Amen? Your job is to keep your relationship with your Father steady. I suggested that, and so I was going through that, and this is a very important thing. You know, Jesus said, "My Father." How many times in the New Testament? Well, I've got a new Bible program. It's called Bible Words. So, how many times did Jesus say, "My Father, my Father"? We know many times He did. Of course, the classic one would be John 20:17. If that comes up on the screen, I won't even turn there. I read. This guy on the tech stuff is good, because I'm saying John 20:17, and it always shows up just almost in it. You know, when Jesus is risen, then He talks to, Jesus said to her, "Touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascended to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Now this is important. 40, okay, somebody get. No, I already gave it away. 40 times the words "my Father" are used by Jesus. How many times are they used in the whole New Testament? 43 times. Only 3 times, Brother Steve. Only 3 times are they not on the lips of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is saying we need to understand who this God is, who His Father is. He is the one true God. And hear, O Israel. By the way, in the Greek, that is an imperative. It's a command. Akoui. Hear. Listen. I like the echo in this building. Listen. That's good, isn't it? I got a story about, let me tell you a punk and sinner story. My brother was wanting to get married. I was already married. I was 21. My brother is about 2 years younger, so he's 19 and wanting to get married. And so my father says, "Oh, I wish they wouldn't." I said, "Well, Dad, you got to go to them." And my father said to me, "You didn't listen to me. I was married, 20 years old, you know. You didn't listen to me, and he won't." I said, "But Dad, you know, it's so tough. I was trying to go to college. I was paying my bills. I was working in the summer." And my father says, "Oh, you boys may as well go out to the Colorado mountains to one of those echo canyons and just shout out, 'Here's what I want to do. Get married right away.'" And it comes back, "Get married right away. That's what you are. Just go to the echo canyon, because you're going to do what you want to do anyway." And he was right. They got married too. But this imperative from Jesus is critical. Hear, O Israel. And it implies us too. We are the ecclesia. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. We ought to listen to the words of our Lord and Savior, Messiah, King Jesus. Amen? So we have to place first every day when we get up, the Lord our God. Every day. This is a critical thing. I was reading in Isaiah, and Isaiah is a good passage to look at. I've done reading in Psalms, and you know, sometimes the church, Brother Steve, is a hard thing to do. And somewhere in 2 Corinthians, Paul says, "I even despaired of life." It was sometimes a tough thing. But in this Psalm, you know, what does God say to the children of Israel? There were a lot of things going on, a lot of important things going on. Isaiah 1:18. Yeah, 1:18. I'll read it off the screen with you. Let's read it together. This is a good memory verse. Let's read it together. "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isn't that beautiful? God is telling the people who were so involved in everything else, oh, Fannie Mae is going down. Oh, how's this going to affect my bank account? Oh, what's the value of my home? Do I have enough money in the bank to cover the tragedies or financial worries that are to come? We're so worried about things. You know, what did Jesus say? Matthew 6:33 is what he said. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, I'm kind of worried about what's the wind going to be like driving home today, this afternoon. And I'm kind of worried about our stupid, idiotic scientific experiments that may create a black hole. I think we're to think a little more seriously about this. I'm kind of seriously worried about genetic engineering when they pluck this gene out of this thing and put it in that thing, and you're going to have something that we've never seen before, and I worry about this. But what did Jesus say? Don't take no thought for the morrow. Sufficient today is the evil thereof. So we need to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. So I tell you, as you point to your neighbor, the most important thing for you today is your relationship with God. Amen? Through Jesus Christ your Lord. The most important thing for you and I today is my relationship with the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, the most important thing for you today is your relationship with your Father through Jesus Christ. Amen? That's good. As I was reading through, I'll give Isaiah 2:22. Now, this is the NASB, but I'll see how it is on the King James. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? In the NASB it says, stop regarding man. Stop regarding man whose breath of life is in his mouth. For why should he be esteemed? You and I every day need to be esteeming the Lord God and His Son. Amen? That's what it is. That's what it's all about. That's what it's about. It's not about us. And so Jeremiah, and so when they got off the Father thing, I was reading Brother Steve's book. He has a Steve book, a book by one of the professors, Mary Ann Mai Thompson, about the promise of the Father. How does this work? And so she's discussing the question about Jesus and the Father. And there's there's always some academic question. Did Jesus bring it up, the Abba Father? Did Jesus, and I'm sure that Abba has been around a long time. If you know Abraham, if you studied Abraham, Abram means father, Ab is father, Am is people, so father of people, Abram. A little note on this, so maybe your father is the most important thing. So you ought to think about your Father and His plan for you through Jesus Christ. Let me give you a little thing that I do for the students at Atlanta Bible College. Hebrew was a pictographic language, wasn't it? And it started off with pictures, like cave dwellers. And the picture of the A was a kind of a triangle, upside down triangle, with a line across the top. Looked like two horns out the top and two ears off the side. Just a V with a line across it. Well, what could that be? Looks like two horns across it. And so, Aleph is from the picture of an ox or a bull. Aleph, the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet, is from the picture. Now, this is, you could go to Wikipedia.com and find that out. Or some Hebrew language pictograph. And that's it. It was a picture of an ox. What did they use oxes for in those days? Anybody? Farming, to pull the plow. They were the strength. So the ox. Guess, and the second letter, the bet, the B, was, okay, I'll try to draw it like this. It went up, kind of over, and down, and across. I'll do it, if I can do it backwards. Up, over, down, and across. Looked like a little tent. Well, that's what it was. It was a picture of a tent. And so the bet symbolizes a house or a tent. Bet was a house or tent. So where do you get father from? The strength of the house is the father. Boy, now that's a revelation. If you haven't thought about that, maybe we're losing a lot of our kids because the father isn't the strength of the house. The mothers are doing a wonderful job, usually, but the fathers need to step up too. And I know Brother Steve in this church is emphasizing that. But look how beautiful this picture is. The strength of the house is the father. And we say, Abba, maybe daddy, maybe father. But our father, we cry Abba through Jesus our Lord. And look what Jesus taught. He taught us even how to pray. How did we pray? He said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Jesus is doing the will of his Abba, his Father. I would like to suggest to you today, the most important thing for you and I today. And I know there's a lot of stuff going on. When I saw that animation of the black hole and France being sucked in, I'm like, could we really do this? Well, you ought to read Revelation again sometimes, you know, where a third of the world is burned up, blown up, died, and a fourth of the world. Yeah, we could, except those days be shortened, there would no flesh be saved, according to Matthew 24. Amen? So we need to focus on the main thing. Stephen Covey has a book out. Let the main thing be the main thing. It's a thing on leadership. And the main thing for the believer is the one true God, Brother Carey. The one true God. And His plan of salvation through Jesus Christ the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this thing's going to happen. This kingdom shall come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen? So we need to focus now. I know you have a lot of things. You know, so much has happened this week. So much. We can think about the economy, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Oh, in our little county, Clayton County, Georgia, did anybody see us on the national news? We made the national news. Not me, but we. I told my wife, now this is or to give it a little suspense going. We're either going to make $10,000 tonight or lose $10,000. And she said, what? I said, we're going to make $10,000 tonight or we are going to lose $10,000 tonight. She said, what do you mean? They were getting the results of SAC, Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, because our county has been under scrutiny for its accreditation. The administrators, the board, now the teachers are doing okay and the students are doing okay, but the board is absconding funds and it's doing all kind of stuff and not going by the rules and regulations, and so they're going to shut them down. I said, we're either going to make $10,000 tonight because the values of a house will go up, or if they come in with an unaccredited status, $10,000 right off the bat of your value of your house. Guess what? Did anybody see the news? Did anybody see that? It was on national. Yeah, a couple of them. They lost their accreditation. Clayton County, Georgia lost their accreditation. We lost $10,000 that night. But that's still not the most important thing. The most important thing is your daddy. I don't want to be crude and say, who's your daddy? But you need to know who your father is. He's the Lord God. He's Yahweh El Shaddai. As Amy Grant sang, El Shaddai, God Almighty. Yahweh El Shaddai. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. Er kam kam Adonai. The most important thing is the Lord your God. Why? Because the Lord knows what you need before you need it. Remember that verse? Was it in Luke 18? The Lord knows what you need before you need it. So you need the most important thing for you today. When the storm gets swirling, oh, it's 90 miles an hour, and then it hits Dallas, and then it's 60 miles an hour, and then it goes into Little Rock, and it's 50 miles an hour, and then it comes up to Memphis, maybe it's 40 miles an hour, and then it's coming through White Plains, and, it's... What is it going to be? Maybe 20, 30 mile an hour gust today, right? That's not the biggie, though. The biggie is you building your relationship with your Abba. Amen? I have another pumpkin center story I got to tell you. It's kind of crazy. You're not going to think well of me after this, but I tell it anyway. I'm amazed at this church. I'm really amazed. Brother Steve brought Brother Joel down to the theological conference, and Joel got up talking about the one true God, and I'm like, wow, This is amazing. And I was just sitting in the way back. I don't like to be among all those academics all the time. So I was sitting in the far back of the conference room where we are. And then he said he was from Louisiana. I'm just like, whoa, this is getting interesting. He's from Louisiana and he's got it, seemed pretty close to nail down, Sir Anthony. He had it pretty close to nail. I'm like, whoa, this is good stuff. And I'm listening. Have you read his book? You need to read his book. In Revelation, he goes right through and compares God and Jesus and says there's a distinction there. In Revelation, it's so clear. In Revelation 1:4, the God who is and was and is to come. And verse 5, Jesus Christ. John to the seven churches of which are in Asia, grace and peace to you. And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, the first begotten from the dead, the Prince of King and Kings, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins with his own blood. Go back to verse 4 for just a second. The is and the was and the is to come. This is your Father. Grace and peace to you from him who is and was and is to come. In the book of Revelation, Brother Joel said, God's coming back too. And that's what 1 Corinthians 15 says. So we understand the one true God and the true Messiah. Oh, I got to get to my story. But this God will protect you if you cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. Back in the early 60s, late 70s, I won't tell you how old I am. We better not throw my Bible down. They came out with what they call motocross bikes. Anybody? You know, before they had motorcycles in the World War II even, but they were usually four cycles. Motocross motorcycles are these two-cycle things. And they make an atrocious noise. Ring, ding, 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 ring, ding, ding, ding. And so we lived on a dirt road in Pumpkin Center, Louisiana. And my father was generally a very peaceful man. He worked for the parish driving a road grader. He was a very peaceful man. But this young man on the end of our road got a new Ducati 250 motocross racing bike. And he would come around our 90 degree curved dirt road when we would be sitting on the porch, and he would rev it up and pop the clutch and ring, ding, and he would pop a wheelie. And he would go about, it was amazing. He would go like 100 yards with his wheel standing and dirt flying over everywhere. You know, just dirt and dust and noise. And of course, as a 10-year-old, I'm like, wow, this is interesting. But the dust is kind of choking us out, you know. And so this was kept going on and on. You know, maybe he would get used to it and go somewhere else and practice. His name was Gary DeZoo. You don't know him, but he's on the end, right near the Pumpkin Center Road. Go check it out. My father just got fed up one day. This is how fathers are to be. Fathers ought to protect their children. Amen? And so my father got fed up with this thing. Now, he had a little .22 semi-automatic rifle for varmints and squirrels and so on. We lived on a little farm down in Louisiana. A little .22 semi-automatic. So he just, you know, and he worked on the roads every day. And he was used to the dust. He didn't like dust. He wanted to come home to a quiet, peaceful, dustless road. And here this kid comes by on Saturday, Sunday, ring, ding, ding, throwing dust in the air. And so one day he got his pickup truck. Yes, he had a red old Ford 58 pickup truck. And he went over to the guy's house. And he said, Gary. And he put the gun on the hood of the truck. He said, Gary, you know, I've lived back there now for, you know, 25, 30 years. And it's never been this noisy before. And Gary, it's never been this dusty before, and I can't hardly breathe. You know, he had some emphysema. He says, you know, and I'm a Christian man. He says, but the next time you come around that curve and you pop a wheelie and you throw dust in the air, I'm going to be shooting at your tire. But I want to apologize right now. If I accidentally hit you, I'm sorry. Your father will protect you. Your father will protect you. He's sending his son back, Jesus, to establish the kingdom. Your father is the most important thing, and your relationship with the one true God is the most important thing for you today. Amen? We need to keep praying for the young lady who's going for surgery Monday. We need to keep praying for our youth leaders. We need to pray for our young people. Brother Steve and I talked about some possibilities and maybe inviting a young man over to the church to teach the young people, because we need to reach the next generation, don't we? Amen. We do. We need to reach the next generation. But the most important thing for you and your household to serve the Lord your God. And that comes, you know, that's the most important thing. The most important thing for you today is think about that Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Ha. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our God, Yahweh Echad. Verse 5, and you shall, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. Jesus said, in verse 6 and 7. 6. And these words which I command to you this day shall be in your heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children. And the main teaching is not in church, it's not in Sunday school, it's in the home. Amen? So the most important thing for you today, and me too, I'm preaching to myself, is to make sure you get out His Word, pray, and seek His face. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. We're all worried about what's happening. But listen, the most important thing for you today is have a right relationship with your Father and to bring that to your family. Amen? God bless you. It's been a blessing to be here. I thank you very much, and greetings from Atlanta.